This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. This is totally ridiculous. The results, Chris, are totally ridiculous. I can't believe people in the bargain that they're trying to drive here. Way too hard of a bargain. Yesterday's Daily Twitter poll, at Fan Morning Show, vote every day when you get an opportunity. What should the Steelers view as an acceptable return for Antonio Brown in a trade? First-round pick, second-round pick, third-round pick, fourth-round pick, or lower? Mm-hmm. And by the way, Andrew Filippone did the exact same poll in the afternoon because apparently he doesn't scroll through and look at our polls. Anyway, a 54% of the people responding said they should view a first-round pick as acceptable trade. 32 said a second-round pick. 8% say a third-round pick, and 6% said a fourth-round pick or lower.
So that's almost 9 out of 10 people that are saying first or second.
Oh, yeah, good call. Like, to clump them together. You're right. Like,
yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
I did some
They're
math,
delusional. Delusional if they think they're going to get that much, or if they think that's what's acceptable.
I'll take a second. I'll take a high second.
Oh, I'll take a first, but nobody's going to offer that. They just because they know the situation with Antonio Brown. I just don't think they're going to offer that. But what are you going to do? Ride it out? Bench him?
No.
You know,
he's
like
gone.
I think that there's some a pervasive thought with too many people that, well, just cross your arms, fold your arms, make him show up and just bench him.
I love those texts. Make him sit down at the end of the bench.
Right.
Don't let him play.
Sit him down there with Chidi Awoma.
Yeah, because that's going to work.
Because that'll work. Because that's how it works in
Mike football. Tomlin's going to look down there and say, hey, AB, just you stay planted right there. We don't need you.
Today's Daily Twitter poll, we need to have a deep discussion about this because we are in a diner. We're at Totens right now. Of these three, what is the best dish accompanying eggs for breakfast? And there's just three. You don't need to give me some, one that's off the board. We're just limiting it to three. And if you don't like it, don't vote. But we like people to vote at Fan Morning Show every single day.
We already
day.
Got 1,000 votes.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot today.
Yeah.
Bacon, sausage, or ham. So if you're getting eggs, what is the one that you want accompanying it? I will say, my sleeper here, only if it's good, is ham. I like
ham.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'll accept ham.
I voted bacon because you're un-American if you don't vote bacon. You have to vote bacon.
It's just
like,
so good.
That's what you do.
It's so good.
Now, sausage. So bacon right now is getting 66. Two-thirds of the votes are going to bacon. 28% is going to sausage, and 6% is going to ham right now.
There's no way bacon doesn't win this in a landslide.
It'll win. It's two-thirds of a vote right now. But now it just popped up to 67%.
There we
so it's
go.
A little bit
the
over
lobby, the bacon lobby is hard at work this morning.
It is. It's really there. Probably there is. I'm sure. Is it Tom Vilsack in charge of that bacon
probably.
Lobby? Probably. But anyway, Shadyside Academy graduate Tom Vilsack.
I love the fact too. I love the fact too that when they go live to Megan Schiller on the air now.
Yeah, she's at Katie Kay's here
to talk. She assumes we're going to talk about sports,
of course,
right?
We're talking about bacon,
and sausage.
Now, sausage. There's a caveat here. Sausage patty and link is it? There's
what's
quite
your preference?
Well, I do like sausage links. I like maple sausage links.
Yes,
but regular sausage, I like it in a patty.
Really?
I'm real particular. I'm bordering on colony right now.
That is weird. That you'll take it one way for one meal, but the other way that's
your personal life out of this. but for sausage, I like. If it's a link, I like maple sausage.
Okay.
If it's just regular sausage, I like it in a patty.
Okay.
And
that's
I
fair.
Put more ketchup on, like H.J. Hines.
Wait, you put ketchup on your sausage?
Oh, like a vat of it. I mean, a big thing. Or sometimes I'll dip it in syrup if I have it with pancakes. But we're talking about eggs.
Syrup, yes, absolutely.
Oh,
you dip it in the syrup.
Listen,
like
H.J. Hines is from like two blocks away from where I grew up.
I
keep him in business whenever I have sausage. I get sauce. I mean, I get the bottle, half a bottle sausage if I have sausage. If I have
half a bottle of ketchup
on my sausage, yes.
Wow.
And it doesn't, it could be gourmet sausage. Like, I don't care. I will have a half a bottle of sausage.
That's heartbreaking to me.
It is. Oh, it is incredible. I mean, you don't dip your sausage in ketchup?
No. Dip it in syrup. That's.
Now the ham.
Golden.
Let's get to the ham for a minute, as people do like ham with their eggs sometimes.
Right.
I'll tell you this. The ham is all dependent on the thickness of it.
Okay.
I think that breakfast ham can be too thick.
Yes.
I like thin ham with breakfast.
But not like chip chop.
No. Not chip hop. Not chip chop. Like dinner ham,
right.
But it needs to be thin. So like the leftover like Easter ham, if it's sliced thin.
That's good.
Perfect with
good
eggs.
Good with breakfast. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried this? You take some chip chop, throw it in the pan. And just fry it up.
Yeah,
and it
gets a little bit of a
gets a little bit of a crisp to it.
It smells like your
heaven.
Grandma's house in Millville, though. Your house does for like a week.
Yes.
Whenever you do that. I mean, it smells
it's the
like
best smell in the world.
It smells like a diner in your house.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why you do it.
But you can't get it out. Your wife comes home. She's like, "Did you eat something bad?" She said, "No, I didn't."
No.
Why does it smell like fried? You know, fried jumbo or fried.
I don't know.
Yes,
the
I have
kids,
done that.
They were doing something.
Did you ever do that with bologna?
I've tried fried bologna.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not as big a fan.
So, anyway, back to our Twitter poll question. Of these three, what's the best side dish accompanying eggs for breakfast? Bacon wins out just kind of by default.
Right.
But it's the other two are sneaky good.
I think the question here, the biggest question with today's Twitter poll will be the margin of victory. For bacon over sausage, because sausage is that's a strong second option.
Uh-huh.
So the question for me, will the margin of victory, bacon over sausage, be greater or less than like 40%?
Huh. I don't know. I'm telling you, there's merits in all three.
There are.
I'll take all three. I don't like bread with my breakfast, though. Like, just a little bit. I like one piece of one half piece or one piece of rye toast.
Nice thick piece of, like, Texas
See,
toast.
See, people do that. They get, like, a big, clumpy sort of bagel or toast.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do that much. Says
the man who's putting ketchup on his sausage.
A lot of ketchup on my sausage.
Right.
I can't be the only person that puts ketchup
on
my sausage.
I'm sure you're not.
I think a lot of people do. I never knew a life without ketchup on my sausage.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.